This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Sheikh Khalid Yasin speaking to you from my Facebook Live platform. This is Sky Views, and I want to bring to your attention something that I think is very necessary for us to put into perspective. You know, today, because of the restrictions based upon the COVID-19 dynamics in the world today, it has interrupted our prayers and in congregation. It has interrupted the prayers at the Kaaba. It has interrupted the tawaf around the Kaaba. It has interrupted the Jum'ah prayers. It has interrupted so many things that we have become accustomed to. However, I want to just remind the Muslims that this is a test from Allah. This is not just a scientific phenomenon. This cannot be explained away by some kind of a conspiracy. You can complain and you can blame anybody that you want, but at the end of the day, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Nobody knows from where the invisible forces or agents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come from. This is a test from Allah, and we have to be patient during this test. Secondly, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that we are people of the Qibla. The Kaaba is in the Qibla. But we are not people of the Kaaba, we are people of the Qibla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us over and over that the Qibla or Safa or Marwa, you see, or Mount or Arafat or the Kaaba itself, these are just some of the shara'id. This is the shara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are not necessary things in our worship. And there is so much discussion on the internet with Muslims about, you know, subhanallah, we are traumatized because we cannot make umrah. Subhanallah, there's no tawaf around the Kaaba. Subhanallah, the masjids are closed and we cannot go to pray inside the masjid. Subhanallah, they're just talking. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not inside the masjid. And Islam is not inside the Kaaba. And whether the Kaaba is there or not, or whether tawaf is interrupted or not, it will not interrupt this deen. The deen will continue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this test upon the world. The Muslims all over the world is going through this test, and we have to deal with this test with patience. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And if our prayers have been interrupted at the Kaaba or inside of our local masjid, this has nothing to do. If our prayer has been interrupted at the Kaaba, if our prayer has been interrupted in our local masjid, this has nothing to do with the flow of the deen. The deen is perpetual. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayyun. He is hayyun la yamut. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا كُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلِي الْعَظِيمِ. I want to remind the brothers and the sisters to go to the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, the 177th ayah. I have already posted it. I have posted it on my Facebook Live so you can read it. Go to this ayah and see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear. You know that Birr is not facing towards the Kaaba. Birr is not facing towards the Qibla. Birr is not, I mean, these different signs. No, there's another specification of Birr. Go to the ayah and get the details of that. I also want to remind the Muslims, you know, of what the Prophet ﷺ told us about the Kaaba, the sanctity of the Kaaba. Of course, the sanctity of the Kaaba is there. You know, let us go back to the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he related the hadith from the Prophet about the sanctity of the Kaaba. I have already posted that also on my Facebook page, so you can look at it for yourselves. And just to summarize it, the Prophet said that the sanctity of the Kaaba is not equal to the sanctity of the blood of the believer. Yet Muslims is dying all over the world. Muslims are suffering all over the world. And most of the suffering of the Muslims is not coming from non-Muslims, it is from the Muslims themselves. Muslims are suffering from other Muslims. Muslims are being killed by other Muslims. As we speak right now, Muslims are starving. Muslims have no food. Muslims have no clothing. Muslims have no place, no shelter. Muslims have nothing, and they are suffering, but no one is mentioning them. We're just talking about, we can't go to the masjid. Subhanallah. We're just talking about what's going to happen during Ramadan. You know, we will not go to the masjid and have our, make our iftar. We'll not be able to go to the masjid and have our tarawih. We'll not be able to go to the masjid and hear the khutbah. We'll not go to the masjid, wa kada. So what? This comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we accept from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the test that He places upon us. O Muslims, look to what Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, 177th ayah. See what the Prophet ﷺ, he said to us from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. I have posted it already on my Facebook page for you to review. Now Muslims, we are people of the Qibla. If something happens to the Kaaba is shut down. The Tawaf is stopped. And we cannot make Umrah and we cannot make Hajj. So what? Will this Islam stop? Will our Iman be decreased? Absolutely not. And I want to remind the Muslims to stop this talking. We are not mushrikeen. We are not pagans. And our faith is not decreased. And our Islam is not decreased because of what happens at the Kaaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the knower of that. And I'm just reminding the Muslims of this matter because it has become very sickening and very sad that Muslims are more concerned about what's happening at the Kaaba. About tarawih, you know, about tawaf, you know, about going to the masjid, you know, about praying Jum'ah. We become more concerned about that than we are about the blood and the condition of Muslims around the world. And secondly, what about the blood of the human beings? There are human beings that are suffering right around the corner from us. They have no food. They're sleeping on the outside. They are old people. They are sick. They cannot come outside of their homes. And you are in the same building with them, in the same neighborhood with them, but you don't even go to see about them. And you're talking about praying in the masjid? You're talking about the prayers at the Kaaba? You're talking about tarawih? You're talking about tawaf? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-azim. O Muslims, wake up. The Prophet said, khayrun nas man yanfu an-nas. So our deen is built upon service, not simply based upon the rituals. And I'm reminding myself and I'm reminding the Muslims that we need to be careful before we become like some other people who is more concerned about rituals and symbols than we are with the quality of life of human beings or the unity of the Muslims. That's my talk today. And if you think that I'm excited, I am. But I'm not angry. I'm just excited. I ask Allah to accept from you and accept from me. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu.